Chapter 21 Seagram looked down at the metal attaché case on his desk, then up at the colonel and the captain who were standing across from him. "There's no mistake on this." The colonel shook his head. "Researched and verified by the Director of Defense Archives, sir." "That was fast work. Thank you." The colonel made no attempt to leave. "Sorry, sir. I am to wait and return to the Department of Defense with the file on my person."
"By whose orders?"
"The secretary," the colonel answered. "Defense Department policy dictates that all material classified as Code 5 confidential must be kept under surveillance at all times."
"I understand," Seagram said. "May I study the file alone?"
"Yes, sir. My aide and I will wait outside. But I must respectfully request that no one be allowed to enter or leave your office while the file is in your possession."
Seagram nodded. "All right, gentlemen, make yourselves comfortable. My secretary will be at your service for coffee and refreshments."
"Thank you for your courtesy, Mr. Seagram."
"And one more thing," Seagram said and smiled faintly. "I have my own private bathroom, so don't expect to see me for a while."
Seagram sat motionless for several moments after the door closed. The final vindication of 5 years' work lay before his eyes. Or did it? Maybe the documents within the case would only lead to another mystery, or, worse yet, a dead end. He inserted the key into the case and opened it. Inside there were 4 folders and a small notebook. The labels on the folders read, CD5C-7665-1911, Report on the Scientific and Monetary Value of the Rare Element Bazanium. CD5C-7687-1911. Correspondence between Secretary of War and Joshua Hayes Brewster examining the possible acquirement of bazanium. CD5C-7720-1911. Memorandum by Secretary of War to the President regarding funds for Secret Army Plan 371-990-R85. CD5C-8039-1912. Report of closed investigation into the circumstances surrounding the disappearance of Joshua Hayes Brewster. The notebook was simply entitled Journal of Joshua Hayes Brewster. Logic dictated that Seagram study the folders first. But logic was set aside as he settled back in his chair and opened the journal. 4 hours later, he stacked the book neatly on top of the folders and pushed a button on the side of his intercom. Almost immediately, a recessed panel in a side wall swung open, and a man in a white technician's coat entered.
"How soon can you copy all this?"
The technician thumbed through the book and peeked in the folders. "Give me 45 minutes. Seagram nodded.
"Okay, get right on it. There's someone in my outer office who's waiting for the originals."
After the panel closed, Seagram pushed himself wearily from his chair and staggered into the bathroom. He closed the door and leaned against it, his face twisted in a grotesque mask.
"Oh, God, no," he moaned. "It's not fair. It's not fair."
Then he leaned over the sink and vomited.